NYCN: Controversy as Obudu Chapter fails to elect new executives, by Mary Bassey. The Obudu Chapter of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, NYCN, on Saturday failed to elect new executives over alleged interference by the Cross River State Government officials. Videos obtained by Cross River Watch show youths holding placards with inscriptions that elections must hold. In one of the videos, a yet-to-be-identified person claimed that elections were built to hold, but stalled due to interference from Calabar, which refers to state actors. The council chairman, Mr. Eraye Iwehi, and a special advisor, governor's office, and event management to the state government, Mr. Kenakla, was mentioned in the video. But while Mr. Iwehi said he did not care who emerged as NYCN Obudu Chapter chairman, Mr. Clark said he had little or no business with the election to even think of interfering. I don't know what made them say that since they are dragging my name. I am going to challenge them now to bring forth anybody and let them design a program to solve the problem of cultism, Mr. Wei, who sounded upset, told Cross River Watch. Mr. Wei, who was angry over the matter, said he will still not interfere in the election, and that he is prepared to work with anyone to ensure the best for the council. Mr. Clark said, "I wasn't even close to the venue of the election. I did not even use that route. I don't know why anyone would think such. To gain what?" When asked why his name was mentioned, he said he had no idea. However, he disclosed that two aspirants for the position of chairman from Igbong Ward visited his residence and sought his advice, which he gave them. "They came to my house and I said, since both are from the same Igbong Ward, to boost their chances of winning, they should reach a consensus, else another person will get the position if the person is not facing a similar challenge. They agreed and that was it," Akla revealed. Furthermore, they though wondered why anyone would associate them with the failure of the NYCN to conduct its election, especially as they were not seeking any political gratification, position, and even that were the case, the NYCN, being a non-partisan organization, wouldn't have aided their emergence as candidates. But the state NYCN chairman, Dan Obo, had a different view. He told Cross River Watch that the protest shows that the youths are ready to support the government and to make Cross River State stand out. On the election, he averred that the board is supposed to come together to make a decision which will warrant if the election will still hold. But of course, we are supposed to conduct election in all the 18 local government areas in Cross River State. So definitely the election will still take place. This is the voice of Patrick Obia.